York Regional Police and York Paramedic Service each deployed first responders to Ottawa last week to help in the response to the ongoing truck convoy protest. Const. Maneva Armstrong said the force sent officers to help manage the crowds. "We can confirm we have a number of officers deployed in Ottawa to assist the Ottawa Police Service with crowd management during the protest," Armstrong said. However, she did not comment on how many officers had been assigned. York Region Paramedic Services sent paramedics in support of the YRP deployment. Two York Region Special Response Unit paramedics and one vehicle were deployed to Ottawa, said Chris Spearin, Chief of York Paramedics. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slawley has publicly thanked the RCMP, Ontario Provincial Police, Gatineau Police, La Sûreté du Québec, London Police Services, Hamilton Police Services, Peel Region Police Services, Toronto Police Services, York Regional Police Services and Durham Region Police Services for support. They have sent members of their organization with experience and expertise, professionalism, compassion and joined under our incident command system. They have provided very needed, timely, professional, and effective services to keep this city safe, he said a media availability January 31. To keep our community safe. To keep our residents safe. To keep our city workers safe. To maintain emergency routes for fire, ambulance and police. To ensure the safety of our healthcare centers, hospitals or vaccination clinics. To ensure as much as possible the continuation of business within the city and the lifeblood of the city in terms of our ability for our residents to receive emergency services. The City of Ottawa declared a state of emergency Sunday afternoon, with Mayor Jim Watson describing the protest as the most serious emergency our city has ever faced. The Ontario Liberal Party is calling on the Ford government to bill the occupation organizers for the policing costs. The violent occupation has cost Ottawa families the feeling of security in their own homes. They are scared. Using financial tools like recouping costs is one way we can pressure the occupation organizers to leave, leader Stephen Del Duca said in a news release. The Liberals said that according to the City of Ottawa, the protest has cost an estimated $800,000 a day on policing cost alone since it began 12 days ago.